Hello, it's Sunday Best. It's John Gibbons hosting this week, and I'm joined by Adam Smith, by Mike Bancole, and by Paula Murphy to reflect on last night and on the game. And I'll start with you, Adam. How are you feeling about it all this morning?
I thought maybe a night's sleep might make me less annoyed, but it hasn't. It hasn't. If anything, I've woken up even grumpier than I was when I went to bed over it. So, yeah, I don't know. Not great.
Grumpy about the performance, grumpy about the results, or just grumpy with life?
Grumpy with life is my default position, so that's nothing new. I think grumpy about the performance that led to the result, I think. I thought Liverpool, other than a bright first sort of 10, I thought Liverpool were quite brainless in the second half, and I found it really frustrating how ponderous we were. And I think, I personally think Chelsea have been given more credit than they deserve. Like, it was a really good defensive performance, don't get me wrong. But we really didn't ask enough questions of them at all. We didn't move the ball quick enough. I thought the manager's choices weren't great in terms of the substitutions that he made. I just, generally speaking, I came away thinking that is 2 points dropped. And it felt to me a little bit like the draw we had with City in 18-19. Where we drew 1-1 with them, and it sort of felt like a draw had been settled for after about an hour. And I mean, in the end, they could have won it with the penalty that they missed, but it felt like that. And I'm worried that it's going to have the same impact as that, in so much as it's going to be that big at the end of the season. That's my fear. And when you're playing the team that most Liverpool supporters think are the title rivals, it's going to be us and them, maybe City. You know, I think obviously you can't dismiss City with the money spent, but certainly Chelsea, if you're playing them with 10 men for 45 minutes, you can't afford not to win. I was really annoyed.